What's up, you guys? Welcome back to What in the K-Pop. Dun-dun!
Again!
Yes, I'm Precious.
I'm Leia.
I'm Yvette.
Hey, yo, it be your girl, Bae. How's it going? How are you?
Can you hear me?
Thank God for editing. But
can't you see me?
Okay, guys, so we're back with an episode. And this one's actually, okay, this is my favorite, and it's a special episode.
This is, like, our best episode.
It's top tier.
Just for y'all.
Only for y'all.
We know.
Yeah, this is
It's also going to be a quick exclusive, because we're going to be back for a while.
Yes. So, anyways, we actually got to interview two people. We'll get into it in a second. We actually got to interview two celebrities, if you will, for the podcast at the Summer Soul Fest. Thank you so much to Kesh and Snap 2 Official for letting us interview them. We appreciate you. I'm sorry for harassing you for months, but I'm not.
Also, thank you to both management teams for letting us do it kind of last minute.
God bless
and
you.
I appreciate it.
They were incredibly hospitable and
graceful.
Kind.
Oh, like, everybody's super really nice. Appreciated and it. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the Summer Soul Festival that happened on June 25th. Okay, I'll fact check me. And we just kind of want to like have a little story time, a little chat, and hopefully get y'all excited about next year's.
So this is our first interview that we actually did together as a team.
Yeah. And also like what the K-pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited.
Yeah, over here fighting for our lives in the heat, but we did it.
I was mad. I don't know about y'all, but I was mad nervous. Like, I was sweating bullets because we just had to adapt.
The whole day was so just nerve-wracking.
Truly, it was a gauntlet.
These interviews weren't even guaranteed to us.
Yeah.
So we were really just hoping for the best.
Yeah. Because, like, I was contacting Kesh, and I was just like, hey, y'all, so what's the deal? I didn't say that, but I was fighting for my life in these emails, but I did it. It got done.
Yes, it got done. Successful.
Period.
So through months of correspondence with the Snap 2 Official team, as well as the runners of the Summer Soul Fest, we were able to get two interviews with the talent.
Stop.
MC
Peter Boy, a famous TikToker. He's amazing, honestly. He's really hilarious.
Yeah, he's funny. He's chill.
Entrepreneur. Yes.
It's kind of weird because it's like, I've seen his TikToks before like this was even a thing.
Before like Summer Soul Fest.
Okay. He didn't know this, but we didn't even know we were gonna get an interview from him, and we're like, oh shit, we gotta find up some questions, like, okay, research. And I was just like, oh, I remember him, I follow him.
Like, yeah, like, wait a minute,
it's funny that we realized we were like, wait a second, we've definitely seen your TikTok.
I guarantee I follow you on Instagram right now. Yeah. So
I was like, oh, this is interesting. I was like, huh. They say no, I'm not even gonna say anything.
What do they say, Ben?
They don't say shit.
Exactly.
I'm being professional.
I like it.
Here we go.
We'll talk about this off mic
later.
That's for the Patreon. That's for the patrons and exclusive.
Jesus.
Let me stop.
The after hours.
What in the K-pop after hours?
She said, what in the K-pop only fans?
Every time I do like that stupid voice, Yvette literally looks like she wants to fight me. Eventually, it's gonna happen. Y'all just go hear a tussle.
You're gonna hear a bunch of mic wrestling. We're keeping that in.
Yeah.
But I did kind of want to talk about like the day as a whole.
Oh yeah.
So
it was interesting.
There was a lot going on. Okay.
Man, that was the hardest day of my life. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. It was a very hot day.
It was extremely hot. Like you shouldn't be outside hot.
No. So for those of you who are. Maybe you live in cooler climates, so you've never been to Texas. Houston truly is its own biome. We have so many different types of weather and experiences. Ugh. And all of them range from very hot to hotter than hell.
You are sweating. And you sweat in places you've never sweated before.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Everywhere. And I was just like, this is bad because it's never been this hot in June.
No.
Late truly June didn't know thighs could sweat until
this is like middle of August type of weather, but it was hot. Like we couldn't even drink enough water to keep it like in our systems. The bathroom was hot.
The restroom. Because did y'all go to the restroom at all?
Honestly, no. I didn't.
I'm surprised. Okay,
so the thing was.
Because we sweat all of the things we could have pissed. So
we didn't. Okay, so here's the thing. Like, I was like, I really got to go to the restroom. I'm going to go. And so yeah, Bette and I go together, and I'm thinking it's like a stall situation.
Nope.
It's like a giant room.
Like,
it's like a private restroom. Like, yeah. You can lock the door, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Like one of the family restrooms at the mall. Yeah.
But, okay, so they do that, right? Mm-hmm. The thing is, it's open ceilinged or like mesh ceiling type thing. So it's not an enclosed space with AC. It is just hot.
It's just in a small building. Room. No ventilation.
No
barely.
Windows. The only ventilation is up, so there's no wind happening that way.
That could not be me.
So here's the thing. We didn't know that, obviously, going in. So we're like, shit. And here's the thing. Okay, so fun story time with that. After the second time when I was able to restroom again, because I was drinking way too many liquids for my own good. The second time I went to the women's restroom, and there was no toilet paper in there. And so I was like, shit, like, there's no toilet paper. What do I do? And so me and this other person, we're looking around like, because we were about to go in there. Or I was about to go in. She was waiting. So we go over and we're like, you know what? I guarantee the men's restroom still has toilet paper.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, so what happened was, I go into the men's restroom. We make sure nobody's in there first, by the way. We knocked and everything. We make sure nobody's in there. I go into the men's restroom. There's like two rolls of toilet paper in there. And there's stalls. There was two stalls.
What? What kind of bullshit?
I was pissed. Cause I love how we're talking about the restroom now instead of K-pop. But, you
know, the shining feature of Summer Soul Fest was actually the bathroom at the park.
This is the reality of a festival. Because I was thinking those would be like porta potties or whatever, because like, it's a festival, it's outside, whatever. And it wasn't. It was that. So I was kind of grateful for it, because I'm like, I'm not trying to be in this automatic splashing, so I got at least. But we go into the restroom. I'm like, what the fuck? There's two things in here. And so it was me and two of the girls. And the other two girls stood outside while I was in there, so nobody else went in. And then when one went in and the other went in, because I told them there was two fucking stalls in there, I stood outside, and this guy was like, no, you can't go. You can't go in there. And he was like, why? And I was like, my friends are in there. And he was like, oh, okay. He just went. And I was like,
they had to take a tinkle.
They had to go. I told him, like, the women's restroom doesn't have toilet paper. So... Yeah. He was like, oh, okay. And he was really nice, but I thought it was so funny that this is what happened, because it was the end of the festival.
What kind of BS is that?
It was so funny. Anyways, I love how that was my 2-minute restroom talk. Thank you. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. But the thing with Summer Soul Fest was that, yes, it was fucking hot.
Oh my gosh.
There was a lot of other really cool things too. So, like, the food vendors, the drinks, the desserts,
the merch vendors as well.
The merch vendors, the fan made stuff, the stickers and jewelry. I bought jewelry, and I bought, what is it called? The little charms, the little giblets for your Crocs.
I remember that.
Sailor Moon ones.
Yes.
Fuck that.
Someone was making custom made giblets for Crocs. It was actually really
cute.
There
was BT21 too, there was BT21 ones with it. It was really cute.
Nothing's gonna make me wear some Crocs. I don't care how cute they look. They look cute. Not gonna
give
lie.
Give into the Crocs.
But no. No.
Still cannot be me.
But yes.
Megan has a habit of inundating us with, like, her biases and the things she likes. So I wouldn't be surprised if we just suddenly got
next
Croc
year. She's getting Crocs for Christmas.
Don't talk to me.
No.
Wait.
She knows exactly what I'm going to bring up. Sounds like she's butthurt because we got her into Hanse.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, see?
It was Hanse and...
Who else?
Oh my God, who's the other one? Hold on.
I was coming for that
Stop.
Neck. I was coming for that neck. I was like, oh.
That's another conversation.
All
right. Welcome to Megan's Cult.
All right, look, so.
Government name. Welcome to May's Cult, where you will like my biases. And whether you like it or not. And it's because they're fine. Hold on, who's the other one?
Look, Megan, okay, so we have a group chat, and what May does... she'll just send pictures of her boys. So it started with Yuta. And you will remember.
That's mine.
If you remember older.
Yours is Hanse.
No. I'm going to start with you, because even though I never had a problem with Yuta, I wasn't like, he's handsome. But whatever. Look, Yvette and Precious, it was not about that Yuta life. Now you see them being like, oh my God, that's Nakamoto Yuta.
Are we being attacked? Soccer
friend.
Are we being attacked, Precious? Nuh-uh.
Yes. Listen, so Esme, and she was doing it slowly. She started, oh my God, he's so handsome, and would show one or two pictures, and then it started happening every day. So anyway,
that's May's fault. Okay.
So flash forward like a year, this is me and May on the phone, and she starts showing me pictures of
Let me show you the whole thread of what I sent her.
Oh gosh.
And there's a picture of him where he's like just
We'll pass the phone around.
Let me describe it. He's got black hair. It's in, like, the wolf cut mullet. He's got the clear glasses, and his hand is just out, and his tattoos are showing. He just looks very, like, effortlessly pretty.
Like,
and when you I show tell pictures you,
of your boyfriend type of vibe.
When I tell you, I never looked at that man the same after this picture.
Nice.
Right?
And the thing is, I was getting live reactions from while I was sitting to her, and she was like, what the hell?
I was cussing. I was actually That's cursing my a lot.
Hanse, though. Naturally black hair, Hanse.
I'm just going to send this to myself. Okay.
Hold up. Actually,
what? Wait,
actually,
yes. I'm civilized. I'll do
I'm not. Call. Here, give me. I'll send it to you.
All right. So, yeah. I can't even tell you where the source
is. So eventually Crocs is going to end up being the new thing. Just expect pictures of...
Just expect Christmas gifts to be Crocs. Crocs are not cheap either, guys.
No, because it's...
Somehow they've become higher end than they were. Because I used to have a pair of Crocs that I played in as a kid.
Well, yeah, because they used to be made, like, super cheap.
They were cheap as hell. And they were ugly. Well, I mean, they still kind of are. They look the same. I'm just saying they're ugly, like, guys.
So, guys, this is where I resign my... status in What the K-Pop. This is my final episode.
Oh my god, it was your first and final episode. Aww. Oh, what an Damn. Amazing.
Gosh, we gotta go edit. I gotta go heavily edit the next episode.
You know what?
What are you showing her? You said shut up, whore.
So anyway.
Hey, summer Soulfest. No, right?
Yes, banter is over, but we are an 18+ podcast, so chill out.
But yeah, no. Yeah, but, summer Soulfest, I had a really good time. I almost died, so that was fun.
We almost died.
No, dude, remember that the wind? Because, okay, so here's what happened.
Oh, the wind! The canopy!
The canopy!
Yeah, let's get into that.
Both times.
Yeah, like, we were set up, like, cool moms. Like, I was having a great time.
Like a soccer
I'm a cool mom.
Like, we had a great campsite. We had water. We had drink. It was fun. And then the breeze picked up. And then, it's not their fault, but the people next to us, I mean, neither did we, but that's besides the point.
It was their fault, because they didn't properly secure the canopy.
This is true. But, what's it called? But yeah, dude, like, the wind picked up in the wrong kind of way. It flew. I almost died, and I put my foot up, because their canopy literally almost fucking hit me.
Yeah, it literally rolled over onto its top side and almost smacked Precious in the head.
Oh my god.
And we're like... And I never jumped up so fast in my life. I was like, nah!
I mean, we were all very, very shocked. Because I don't even think Precious was facing towards the canopy. So she just hears, like, the sound of boom. And then we're seeing it in real time, freaking the hell out.
Yeah, I put my foot up like I was going to do something about it, but I didn't.
Like, that was going to help you.
Were you going to record it?
But yeah, that was my fun. That was fun.
It was like slow motion, and I could not even move or even yell for you. And I was just like, oh my gosh, it's gonna get her. I was like,
it's gonna get
her. I just heard my life.
It was just a slow motion moment.
Talking to the moon.
Literally. Yes. Yes.
I think the heat literally had us melted to our seats, because it happened so fast. I didn't even have time to react. We were all just like, oh,
we're just like, and then nobody paid attention to us except for the people that lost their canopy.
Yeah, seriously, it's like, well, okay,
it would have been a little odd if they didn't pay attention.
Like, oh, I
would have laughed. I would have laughed harder, to be honest.
And they just ignored it, and all of a sudden the sun is beating on them.
Ah, it's a little warm. It's warmer than what it was.
Feels a bit toasty.
Yeah. But, oh, let's talk about the performances we saw. I can't tell you
group names. Any of their names.
But they were all talented.
The dancers.
Yeah, the cover dancers.
Oh, yeah.
They were all so good.
Everybody did really, especially this heat, in the heat like that.
And the outfits. And on a concrete
stage.
Full outfits, like, all accessories.
They had the full.
Everybody was wearing black chains.
Pleather.
Fishnets.
Black on black.
Layers.
Let's just say they came out for the hard stands, okay?
Oh my gosh.
And then even like the cute dressers one.
You didn't hear my NCT.
I heard.
Okay.
She's like, black on black.
Black on black. Nothing.
I saw you.
And then she laughed. And I was like, let me stop.
I heard it, but I wasn't
sure. It must be a knowledge.
Anyways. I heard it, but I wasn't sure if it was a joke or not.
It was.
It was.
Whoopsie.
If you know, you know.
Oh, and one of the girls performed as. of songs, and I was in that hot sun with my umbrella watching.
Yeah, you got
them.
Because
the thing is, I love Aespa.
No, because the thing was, even like the cuter concepts, they still had layers on.
Yeah,
they did. Like, they had like the sweaters and everything. I was like, it's fucking 100 degrees out here. How are you having layers and sweaters and long sleeves on?
They were committed. I will give
to and I couldn't have cover dancers this.
Y'all are amazing because y'all going out here doing the thing.
I mean,
it's fucking hot.
I think the only thing was hearing the same performances or seeing the same performances.
With all due respect, if I hear that one more time, it's on site.
Okay, no, so not even that. It
no,
was
there
the
was so many.
In mix.
Yeah, song. I think there was.
That song.
No, I will say there was. Yeah, go on.
There's about three cover groups, I think, who performed all and mixes. Same.
Yeah. I don't know what it's called. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's 0.0.
Is that what it's called?
I don't understand what that's. From.
It's either 0.0 or 0.0.
Whatever it's called.
It's
a little thing. It's like.
Like, let me be your superhero.
Yeah,
no, I don't really. That's the bridge.
That's the only part I know.
I don't recognize any of
that. That part is actually really good, but everything else
is
so much.
It's bad.
Look, I didn't care that people were performing NMIX, and I have mixed feelings about their music anyway.
Same.
But, like, the concept is just
weird.
Odd. Hot take, but I personally feel like I Got a Boy set us up for failure when it comes to music and pop right now. That song was one of the first songs where they did, like, a hard genre switch in the middle of the song. And so everybody's been trying to recapture.
Do you listen to it?
I Got a Boy. Huh? I Got a Boy is a Girls' Generation.
But no, my brain is like.
I said it was the first. I didn't say they were.
The
most notable.
I Got a Boy. Like
me. We're so off topic right now.
We'll see.
But yeah, I wish that we would have been able to have variety.
I just wanted, if someone was going to perform in this, I just wanted them to do the Freaky Fishy song.
No.
Okay, so like, Yvette, what were your trigger songs?
Yeah, that's the name of the song, Tank.
That was the song that triggered me. I was just like, no.
Nobody performed it.
No, so I'm asking, like, what were your trigger songs? What were your trigger songs?
I just know that NMIX song.
It was Love Dive for you.
Oh my God, if I hear Love Dive one more time.
Yeah, Love
Dive. It was Love Dive
and that.
It was Love Dive, that. And whatever that song is. Oh my God, sorry. Oh my God. It's like the female Super M thing.
Step
oh my God, if I hear that song one more time. If I hear that song one more time.
That song sucks too. But
no. It's
talented
not a,
people, bad
I don't think
song.
It's, I don't think it's a bad song, but hearing it over and over and over and over.
It's like.
Because they did it a lot for the random dance play, and a lot of people were performing it. Yeah. So I'm just like, I am so tired.
We were spent with K-pop songs by the end of the day. Let's just say that.
I don't know. I thought the funny part was Leia was like, can you like DM the DJ and ask him to play Candy by Baekhyun? And he did.
Like 5 songs later, here we are.
We had the hookup.
And he mixed it. He actually did a really good job. He mixed it with Sour Candy.
Yes.
Yeah, that was really good.
Lady Gaga.
And it was pretty good. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. And I love Candy. That's one of my favorite Baekhyun songs. So.
But yes.
So we had a really crazy day and it was hot. We almost died.
If you're going to go to a festival, drink so much water, please.
It was still a lot of fun. I think there was a lot of like cooler things that made up for it.
Yeah.
And I think it was the first time we all got to hang out outside of it, like with like yes, us as like doing one of the K-pop things, but also with like Glory and Christina and I forgot your cousin's name.
Oh, his name is Romel.
That's one.
He had a wonderful time.
He was big chilling. Besides the ants.
Yeah.
We also had some pretty good food. Precious and I went to Oh My Koki.
Yeah, I think I hit on one of the guys. To be honest, I think.
You think?
No, I did.
I'm the one who led y'all to those fine men at the Oh My Koki.
Oh, by the way, this is like so out of pocket, but I don't know which one it was. But one, okay. So you guys know how like the canopies that have those like those thingies that like. What's that? It's like a rail on it or something like that. It's like on the top that holds up the canopy or whatever.
Yeah, the frame.
This motherfucker. I saw one of them and he was like lifting his hands up or whatever and like grabbing onto it. Like, no one can see me right now.
Uh-huh. So he was just leaning because he was tired.
I don't care. I feel like that was.
Oh, he did that on purpose.
I was wondering what happened and I'm just like confused.
He was leaning with his arms up.
He was leaning on it with his arms up purposefully and I was like.
The purpose was to rest.
And he was wearing Hoochie Guy shorts.
And the tank top.
Uh-uh.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Did I tell you to keep 100%? Yes, I did.
Let's go on to the most important part. We got to interview artist and MC. So we got to interview Peter Bowie, and then we got to interview Doughy. What y'all think about that?
I was so fucking nervous for no reason. I was sweating bullets. Nervous as in, like, I think it also mixed with, it was towards the end of the night, so we was already hot. So that was, we were tired. The heat plus nerves, not a fun sight.
No.
And so I also think that it was really good on their management teams to, like, because, I mean, like you said, we didn't plan on interviewing Peter at all.
Yeah.
Because nobody told us we were. And we're like, all right, cool. So we do it. And then we were all panicking on finding information.
That was horrible.
And here's the thing. I'm like, y'all were all so chill
about it. And I was like, in my head, I was just like, oh my God, we need to do this. Like, we need to go. And then y'all are just chill. And I'm just like, oh my God. I think
all of us as a collective are very like, we need to be prepared.
I liked being prepared.
Or we're going to be, like, upset about it and, like, pissed. Mm-hmm. And so seeing all four of us do the same thing, like, shit, we don't know, as the time
got closer to, like, a time where we were thinking of speaking with management, we were like, wait a second.
We need to know something.
We were slowly getting more and more scared.
Number one rule, you don't interview someone you don't know anything about. Like, y'all remember that Adele clip where that guy came to interview her, and then he's like, oh, I've never even heard your music before, and I just quickly Googled you on the plane right here, and then she just, like, cut the interview right then and there, because it's disrespectful.
Especially when it's, like, a planned interview like that.
And I was just like,
why would he admit that?
I mean, even if it's true, why would you say that?
Keep it to yourself.
And to her face.
Exactly. And I was just like, in the queen's face like that?
He has, like, a lack of professionalism there.
Yeah, I know. He probably lost his job after that one or got demoted.
But Peter was a surprise, though. So it was a great surprise.
It was a very pleasant surprise.
It was a happy surprise. Okay, guys, for reference, he is so fucking nice. He's so nice.
Mm-hmm. He's very humble.
He's so nice.
He was super helpful, but also, to Precious' point of him being really nice, like, okay, so the room we interviewed in was a pretty small room, and there was one couch and these two chairs, and there's five of us in total, and the couch was only fitting two people, okay?
Yeah.
It was a love seat. It was not a couch. It was a love seat. And so...
this is what you call a couch.
Didn't someone sit on someone's lap?
Precious sat on my lap.
Oh.
I had no choice.
It was fine. The thing is, he was like, no, y'all sit down. Like, here, take seats. Like, no, y'all
take
the couch.
He was really nice about it. We're like, no, we're here to interview you. You sit down. You sit down. But
we ended up sitting. It was fine.
It was just the way he went about it was, like, very sweet. Okay. Yeah, very gracious.
Nice. He's
so nice. I could appreciate it. And with him in general, I don't think he was nervous, but you could tell he was just, like, caught off guard.
Yeah, he wasn't expecting this.
But neither were we, so it's fine.
We were riding together.
Really nervous, and then he's like, it's nothing crazy, right?
No,
it's not.
We were nice to him. We let him see it beforehand.
Anyway. Of course.
He's like, all right, cool. Then I'm like, okay, see, we're fine. You're not shook. We're not shook. Everything is fine.
And I think it just was a really nice feeling. Because he was just very relaxed in general.
Mm-hmm.
I think that just could be just
he relaxed. His like he set my mind at ease. Like I was like, okay, it's like talking to a friend.
I like how we were supposed to be the ones like putting him like, oh, comfortable, and he was the one making us comfortable.
I was so nervous. I was just like, are we gonna come off like really just like
stupid?
Not stupid, but like not prepared enough.
Like I was unprofessional. Like,
and you know, it's your job to make them feel comfortable, and mm-hmm. it's like now he made us feel comfortable. So then in turn, you know, we like. Gave that back.
So Peter, if you ever hear this, we really appreciate you. Thank you for letting us kiki with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so much fun talking with
yeah,
him.
It was like, genuinely so really much good fun.
I was like, if you're ever back in the Houston area,
well, hit us up.
We're gonna know where. We gotta go.
We'll take you out.
First round's on me.
But
yes,
let's hear the clip of the interview.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome back to What in the K-Pop. It's Precious.
It's Yvette.
Leia.
And May.
And guys.
And Peter.
And we have a special guest. Say your name one more time.
Peter.
Can you spell that?
P-E-T-E-R-B-U-I. Peter Bowie.
Okay,
yes.
Peter Bowie.
Yes.
What's up, guys? We're at the Summer Soul Festival. It's the second annual Summer Soul Festival, and we're here with our grand MC, Peter Bowie.
He's a famous model, actor, TikToker, star. A billionaire extraordinaire. Yes, you're welcome. But yeah, though, we just wanted to get to know you, and we have some questions. Can we interrogate you? Is that fine?
Yes.
Okay, Leia, get him. We're playing good cop.
All right. So, have you ever been to Texas before for the Summer Soul Festival? Oh, for the Summer Soul Festival?
Yeah. Or just in general.
Have you been to Texas? Both.
Have I been to Texas? I mean, I was born and raised here.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
So I'm actually from like the Dallas area.
Ah, okay. Got it. Their roads are horrible.
How do you drive on those roads?
No, seriously. Oh.
I thought they were fine.
No. Houston, I thought that it was worse, but Dallas is a whole nother
Wait,
road.
Where are y'all from?
We're from
Houston.
Oh, y'all got the ugly roads.
Okay. That's not what my tires say.
Wait, Houston people, don't hate me. I love y'all.
It's just Dallas roads are horrible, but it's okay.
But yeah, this is my first year coming down for the Summer Soul.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome. Is this your first time emceeing?
No, I've emceed before. Actually, in Houston as well. This is only my third time coming down to Houston. And the first time I ever came down is how I met Stephanie and Robbie. And that's... we had an event right next door to their pop-up. Mm-hmm. And then we came over there, we started messing around and stuff. So then they reached out to us again and had me come through to MC.
Oh, oh, nice.
So you're doing a fantastic job.
Yes, you're doing a really good job.
Appreciate it.
Yes. Another question. So what is your favorite aspect of the entertainment industry? I've seen you. You're a TikToker. I've seen the one where like your mom's in the kitchen and like you poured water yourself and then your dad was like spraying something and you blamed your dad.
So, right. entertainment. I've kind of been all around from, you know, the music to nightlife to festivals and then now the K-pop side and then obviously social media as well. And I think my favorite thing is kind of like the marketing aspect and how people, a lot of people think that like having the talent or just having that it factor is enough, but then you see like, or like people just think you get lucky, right? And then go viral or whatever, but it's just like, it really kind of comes down to like, there's like a science to things and people are like big for a reason. That's kind of why you see a lot of people who are like, have so much talent, but they're just not popping. Mm. I think it kind of all comes down to marketing and that's like looking at it from like, you know, like a scientific point of view, you know what I mean? There's like strategies to everything, like literally everything is marketing, and then it just I thought that was cool because I guess like over time, just as like a social media creator, I think you start to like know what will go viral or know what people will say or think about a video, and then once you connect with other creators, it's like everyone has their own little strategies, and then you cross collaborate. It's really really interesting, and it's just like. It's repping. Yeah.
And this podcast is a train wreck and we're still trying to figure it out, but you're doing great.
Sorry, I was gonna say, so who are some of your favorite artists? Like when you're just by yourself.
Just artists.
Ooh.
He doesn't want to pick favorites.
So this sounds some weird shit, but I don't really listen to music.
What? We're all like a little shocked. What? Okay.
Yeah. So I do this thing called like I'm kinda like on a music fest, right? So on the weekends, I've been like working on in nightlife a lot, and like the music's just always like blaring in your ear.
Okay.
So it's just like eventually, like during the week. Oh, this is so off topic.
I don't care.
Should I just keep going?
This podcast is off topic.
This podcast is off topic. Also, rated R, so you can.
Rated R?
We don't care.
18 plus.
Whoa!
That's nice of what we said.
Damn it!
This is not a clean
podcast. Yeah, this is so bad.
But,
you got a PG out there, you can
Yeah. So I looked into this thing called like basically a lot of people like in this generation, their dopamine is all messed up.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it comes down to like instant gratification from like social media.
Likes, follows.
Porn, social media, music, even music. You know what I mean? Like you're not supposed to be like listening to music constantly. You know people that like in the car, or, like when they study, when they work out, it's just like constant stimulation. So it's just like
I'm guilty.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I mean? If your body's constantly being stimulated, the music doesn't hit as hard when you do listen to it, and then it also kind of dulls life. Okay. So, like, when I work out or, like, when I drive, I try not to listen to music that much.
Okay.
But when I do, I just kind of put on, like, a random playlist.
Okay. Okay. See what's up.
Wait, Daniel Caesar goes hard, though.
Wait,
don't tell me. Don't ruin it. I don't know it. Like
he is very talented.
I'm be triggered.
I'm gonna say that. He's very talented.
It's fine.
Any
questions?
Sorry.
Oh, Morning Buzz. Y'all ever heard of Morning Buzz?
No.
They're an up and coming band. Okay. I swear. Okay. They're amazing. Y'all definitely gotta
give
them a
listen. Okay, so Morning Buzz. That's my statement right now.
Yeah.
Please.
Morning Buzz. They're from my home city too.
Oh
no.
Nice.
Okay, so we basically got a free invite for theater.
They're really talented.
Got a free invite. If he's gonna DM us and we're gonna go. Yeah.
How do you find ideas for your TikTok videos?
I find TikTok ideas.
I don't know. I just sometimes I scroll through TikTok. I think that's the easiest thing. And then, so I try not to scroll like mine. I do it a lot, but like y'all remember the thing I said about dopamine and stimulation. Yeah. So it's just like you don't want to like just be like mindlessly swiping. So I try to like watch with intent. So the only things I kind of watch are like things that I'm like, oh, like I could do that. That's a great idea, or like some way it could affect my life. And then I think the other stuff, just because most of my content is with my family, it just kind of comes natural.
Mm-hmm. Your mom is gorgeous, by the way.
She is.
Yeah, I had to look. They're so pretty.
But yeah, it's just a lot of the things, it's just like we already naturally do it. And then we're just like, now you just got to put a camera in front of
you. Yeah, why not?
Right.
So, how are you dealing with the heat today? Are you okay?
You say you're okay? I just
work here.
So, you just talk about his family?
Yes.
Oh, so how do you get your family to film TikToks with you?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yes. Ooh. How do you?
Oh, yes.
Juicy. Well, my mom, she's like, you can't keep her away from the camera. Like, she was like, she's like born to be a star. You know what I mean? So like, as soon as like, even when I try to record my own videos, there's so many videos like me trying to take a selfie, and she like jump in or something. Like, yeah. I'm like trying to Snapchat a girl or something, and she just.
Hey, mom, like, come on.
I'm gonna use the game. I can't do this.
Yeah. But, and then my dad, he doesn't really like being in videos, but that's kind of like the funny part. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's a fact
that
he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
That's why I really like putting him in videos, because he gets so uncomfortable. So it's like I don't really have to like ask him. He'll say no and I'll just do it. And then
he's like, whatever.
Yeah, but my mom, she's a superstar. And everybody loves her son.
She is.
Right.
She really is.
She's a superstar. She can sing, dance. Have you ever heard her sing?
No.
She's like amazing. Like, not just saying that because that's my mom.
Like,
She's like, she used to be a famous singer.
Okay.
Yeah, and then she stopped when she came over here. But she still performs and stuff. So, like, like my goal. So, right now, I've been learning like the back end, right? So, I know I do like social media myself, but I've been learning like the back end of like music management, nightlife, even social media. Like, a lot of people don't know this, but like I taught a college course on it. I was a guest speaker, right? And I made like a case study, because you know how the argument was like, Peter, like you're just viral because you have your family, like not everyone can replicate it. So my argument was like saying, like, because I was trying to justify that as long as you know the right strategies, anyone could go viral. So then I got five of my friends, five different races, five different, like, a quiet dude, a funny dude, like, you know what I mean? Five different people.
Yeah.
And I made all five of them go viral in 1 week.
Wow.
So, like, I was just trying to prove that it's very replicable, and I didn't use my own following to do it or give them a shout out or any of that, you know what I mean? So I did that, and then we made a video with the class all together, me and, like, the class. And it's just, like, it's cool because they could finally see, because I feel like people are kind of like dehumanized when they get more famous, because then everyone's like, oh, how did they do it? It's like a shock factor. But then now when I'm doing it with everybody, it's like kind of empowering, because everybody realizes like they're capable of doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole science behind it is crazy.
It is.
Like, it's crazy.
It is.
No, that's why as a communication, that's why. He does like, he did all that. So I'm like, it sounds, everything's clicking. I'm like, yep.
Everything just makes sense now.
It's a science,
anyway. Okay, so now if you could pick any person, I'll say person or somebody
that
you could marry on the spot, you would say yes to right now.
Right now?
Like, bam, done.
Like, if they were to ask you to marry them.
Oh, snap, dang.
And you're like, you know what? Risk it all.
Give me that NDA.
Dang.
The one question that we did stump him on?
Like, I'm like.
Should I be bold and like just shoot my shot?
Yeah, it's a done deal. It's a yes.
Hey, Madeline, if you're listening, no.
I'm just kidding.
Uh-huh.
He said,
"Kid." Hey, I'm just that's my ex. Oh.
That is a risk. Heartbroken.
Damn, this getting juicy.
Soft boy.
We have too much tea.
Nah, but actually, right, I'm like big on that, so I only date to marry, things like that. So I don't think there's anybody in the world right now that, like, if they just like ask me, I'd be like, oh my god, yes, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because that can easily,
it can change.
Nah, for real, for real.
I know, people are crazy.
Well, I got some stories, that's for off microphone.
We're gonna be on virtual.
Yeah,
later.
I got some crazy virtual stories.
Do you want the K-pop after dark?
We'll keep you later.
I mean, I just believe, like, as long as I do what I'm happy with, mm-hmm. and, like, not like a, it's like a cliche, like, so corny, like, if I just work on myself, I will find. But like, it's
so true though.
It really is. You know what I mean? Because science, the science behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, science.
You know what I mean? The science
stars,
behind
the
it.
The stars tell you everything.
Nah, like if you think about it, it's like, oh, like if you like want a singer or something, whatever. I don't know how to explain it, but it's like basically like the dream person that you want has to like be in the dream that lines up with your future.
Yeah.
So if you just accomplish your dream, the person that you meet will be there along the way. If that makes sense, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, that makes sense. That's like, good. Manifestation.
So it's just like
manifestation.
Yeah, like, as long as I'm doing what I want to do,
they'll
just
be
there. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, for example, I'm like, all right, like I want like a boss lady. You know what I mean? I want somebody to like support my business.
Mm-hmm.
Happy life, happy wife.
Important.
Happy life, happy wife. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for making
guys.
Time.
And that was our bestie, Peter. So here's the thing with Peter. We already all said it, but like I want to say I appreciate you again. If you're listening, I doubt it. I don't know. We'll find out.
I'm gonna DM him. I'm gonna send it.
You better listen
to
it.
This is your time stamp. You better listen.
Let's see if you're still listening, Peter. If you're listening,
gang gang.
Yeah.
What's?
Oh my goodness, y'all are crazy.
But here's the thing. It was a lot of fun, and I think thinking about it now, there's like, oh my god, I could have said this instead. I could have done this instead, or like whatever.
Of course.
But I think for the improv we had to do.
No, we
that was
did.
Good.
So
we're
good.
Talented.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like we knew what we were doing.
It felt
hopefully.
Like it.
And
no.
if it didn't,
maybe.
If it didn't, hey, you know what? We live and we learn.
Yes, period.
But
I felt good about it.
Yeah, especially since that was the first interview, you know? Like, mm-hmm. it's
like,
not like
that was a good, like, chemistry of personalities, mm-hmm. and we talked about, we actually had like deep
conversation.
Yeah,
that's the thing I'm
and
say.
It was in such
know.
A short amount of time too,
which made me sad, and I was just like, I wish we could just
I
want to
pick his brain
and, yeah
like
me
just,
too
so anyway, Peter, if you're listening, come on the podcast.
Exactly,
we'll have a special episode.
You picked your topic.
Actually, I remember at the meeting, after I embarrassed myself by asking how's the heat in Texas, and he's from Dallas.
Oh my god, don't get me started. I felt so bad because I was like, that didn't say anywhere that you were from Dallas.
Not at all. But no, it was at the meet and greet, and he actually was like, he talked to me for a second, and he made fun of me, and I was like, okay, valid. I fucked up, valid. He's like, so how's the Texas heat? And I was like, first of all, don't come to me. But no, it was really cool because after we took our picture, because we got to take a picture with Doey, Peter, and Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Peter was really cool because he was like, hey, you know, if you guys are ever, if you want to finish that interview, and I was like, period.
No, seriously,
like,
it was really fun.
Yeah, Peter, if you're listening again, you
next
can pick
time he's
topic
in town. Like, we'll make a whole thing out of it.
Yes.
We'll even have, like, stupid-ass, I don't know, games or whatever.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
But let's move on to our second interview.
The most embarrassing interview of my life.
Oh.
Hi, kids.
Do
this
tell.
Is where I tell you the story.
The day.
How I embarrassed the shit out of myself. Because here's the thing. I don't know about y'all. I was, like, I was already nervous about the Peter thing. And then we had the interview. And I was like, oh, I feel fine. I feel confident. I feel good now. You know
mm-hmm.
what? We have
mm-hmm.
one. Didn't know what happened.
Oh my
and
goodness.
I feel like I was so just, it was a different type of nervous.
The energy in the room was
shifted. Okay, for like, it was super professional. Like,
it was very professional in a professional sense.
For one, he sat on the love seat this time.
I mean, as he should have.
He was really mm-hmm. sweet. He's like, you can sit. And I was like, no, no, no.
You see, that's I think that was what started our mess because we insisted and we were like, no, sit on the
seat.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like cultural differences from the jump, which made me chuckle.
From both parties.
From both parties.
He's like, y'all don't want to sit down, man.
No use.
I can hop on one foot.
I was practically doing that. I felt so dumb, dude.
No, my legs were hurting so bad kneeling. We were both just the only reason why I didn't had a dress on, so I was like, shit, I don't want to sit on the floor.
Yeah.
But I think what was so funny is that we're all of us in unison. No! Yeah. No!
We share a brain cell, y'all.
That brain cell was gone.
No, like literally my feet were actually, man, inside of the dressing room, bro, it's like tile. I stand on tile 8 hours a day. And like the tile in there, I was like, this is no different. And I'm over here like I think, I don't know who, I think I was the closest one to him. And I was just like, I felt like stupid, like a rabbit, because I kept like standing and then I kept squatting down and I kept standing again.
It was just uncomfortable.
He's a cute little bunny.
I'm just being a bunny. I was like, what are you doing?
It was just very uncomfortable flooring. That
was
you
so
know.
Bad, but he was super sweet and very professional.
He's very
that's the thing.
Nice.
I think that's what made up for everything is that he was really great in the sense
he was
of like,
easy, smooth about it.
Yeah, he was smooth. He was,
he
cool.
was super chill.
But we were not.
We were not. We were the ones.
I mean, when are we ever chill?
No.
I tried.
Exactly.
I tried my best, bro, because I was just like, Precious, don't do it. Okay, just in advance, when we play this part of the interview, y'all, I'm stupid as fuck. I was like, he makes me nervous. Precious, no, don't say that out loud.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
it's
that.
It's not that you, like, because, yes, the room was tense, but I think it's because we were trying to be so professional.
And we didn't know, you know.
The level.
Yeah,
the thing,
what you're okay with.
With some people, when you first talk, when you talk to them for the first time, and you're trying to, like, test. It's like when you're in school.
Mm.
Or you go, better idea. When you go to a job for the first time,
okay.
And you're trying to find out who the cool people are, and you're trying to see who you can talk to, and who you can open. Like,
you're vetting everybody. So
you're like, who's
going to
be your best friends at work?
Who's
going to
be the one that you can actually
who's the
around?
One you're going to be like, oh, man, I want to quit this motherfucker. And who's the one you're going to be like, oh, yeah, no, my shift went really well today.
Exactly.
And so there was that energy feeling, because we're like, okay, can we, like, are we good
can
to,
we,
like...
Can we kiki?
We were, like, feeling each other out, basically.
But he was,
like,
too.
We were both like...
Like,
are we good?
Like, you good? You good?
I do feel like there's a moment where we all do kind of chill a little bit, and we all kind of relax.
Yeah, the very end. Very end.
But, he seems like a nice guy. I think if we were to interview him again, when we interview you again, it's going to be...
I was actually being cute after we, like, interviewed everybody, and I was like, oh my god, you're going to be really cute if, like, I don't know when, but Doe, if you're listening, he has to. But I was like, oh, you know, it'd be really cute, like, a year from now, but we're, like, a year in the podcast as a team, and then he's, like, a year. Maybe we can interview again, and we can see how much we've grown. That'd be so cute.
I think it would be really nice.
To have, like, a little update.
Reunion. Oh, my god, I hate bestie.
But I was actually really inspired just listening to his answers to our questions and stuff like that. Like, it was really nice.
The man is a very hard worker. Truly.
Ambitious as fuck.
Yeah.
He's ambitious as fuck.
So if you don't stand doughy, I'm like, not
you
it's
should.
On sight. I'm just joking.
Oh my god.
What are you doing
while Precious stand
him?
You just sit here winding up her arm. Let's go.
Let's go.
Like, he has charisma. And I feel like charisma doesn't come just...
Mm-mm.
Out of nowhere, like, it's a natural thing.
Yeah, like, you can't learn that.
Yeah, that's something that is very hard to learn, and he just had it on stage, but very, very inspiring to see his goals and how he's working towards them and stuff like that, and, like, trying to, like, change the perception in the music industry. That was really cool.
Hearing him talk, it was really dead ass. It was so inspiring. I was like, dang, like, I don't know, because I was just like, dang, if you can do it, then I can do it. But you're probably doing it better than me. But I'm a try though.
Yeah,
I'm a try.
Yeah,
if
and
you don't
I
try. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I think another thing with him was that it just felt very like he was being very raw.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like he was just and when it's hard to do that, especially with somebody you just met, whether it be interviewers or you know like a friend of a friend. It's hard to do that, and so for him doing that, and it sounds so, like, natural.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could respect it, and I liked it. And here's our interview with Doughy.
And we're back, and we have a special guest.
Yes.
And we're going to let him introduce himself.
Hi. I'm from South Korea. My name is Doughy, also known as Aura and Mixblue. Yeah, I'm an entertainer. Mainly I'm doing a musician, and now I'm on a US tour, starts from April. My tour will be end of October. It's an all-stage tour, so I hope you guys are expecting a lot.
Awesome.
get started?
He makes me nervous about the job. So, you are the definition of a true all-arounder. You are a musician, a model, a photographer, a designer, and a CEO.
Yeah.
That's amazing, first of all. How do you handle and balance it all? Like, how do you make time for yourself?
I mean, it depends on the people, I think. Actually, all people's, like, times are same. Like, all people have 24 hours, right? It depends on, like, people who are, like, efforting a lot or efforting less. I mean, might be all people's standards are different, but actually, it's not good way I'm not sleeping a lot. Because my opinion, if someone who want to achieve something, then he should or she should give up some point. For me, it was a sleep. And so I give up my sleeping time. I'm working because I have my workers, I have my musicians, I'm the owner. It means they're lean on me, and I should have more responsibility to take care of them. So it's kind of motivation, because even though I want to sleep, suddenly my worker calls me. Suddenly like babies are calling me like, oh, what should I do? Then I should move it on, right? But yeah, I'm just making time like that. Like not sleeping, not going to drink, you know.
Priorities.
Yeah,
priorities.
That's good. Do you have a question?
Yes. All right, so how do you feel performing as DJ Mixblue versus performing as Alida?
Why I made different name was I'm not really good at all stuff. Just I have lots of ability, that's it. It's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But what I don't want is, like, I'm good at music. So people thinking, oh, he's good at music, so he's good at model. I don't want to make people think that. That's why I made two names, for making people feel it's a different guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then they will saw my skill more than my career.
Okay.
So I made two names, and it's totally different. Like, Aura, I mean, as a musician, I can communicate more with my fans. I can play it. That is advantage for Mixblue. As normally DJs are doing festivals or like in the club, right?
Yeah,
yeah, I can like make a sexual joke.
Yeah.
Chilling, dancing, yeah, that kind of stuff. Like not only sexual stuff, I mean. Like it makes me to feel more freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I like both. I like both. Just a different charm.
I like that a lot. It's just two different personas, and you can, you know, just be who you are in each one. I love that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
really cool.
I respect that.
Yeah, that's really cool. So your process when you were composing music, what is the first thing you do? Like, how do you find, like, inspiration?
Oh, okay. I'm getting my inspiration from the situation that I experienced already, or I'm experiencing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, on this tour, from my fans, I got inspiration. I'm making songs for my fans, and like one Latino fan was so energetic. I got inspiration from her.
Aww.
I'm making some Spanish songs.
Nice.
I'm getting inspiration with all stuff, but the progress is after I got inspiration. Sometimes I'm recording melody first. Sometimes I'm making beat first. Yeah, it depends on the situation. But for the lyrics, I'm trying to make story first.
Yes.
Like a book.
That's
writing
really
down
cool.
Like a book, and then watching that, and then writing down lyrics.
That's nice.
Yeah, that is my process.
I really like that.
I like the story time aspect of it. That's really
good.
You get your creative like
important.
Going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so it's important that you, like, obviously you would like it first.
Yeah, you're right.
That's definitely.
Alright, so when was the moment you knew you wanted to make music?
My dream never changed since when I was That was my mom's point, and my father is totally close-minded Korean man.
Okay.
He denied all things. Yeah,
old
but
school.
Yeah, I joined to entertainment without agreement. And I listened to my parents' words until high school, and actually I was in the private school. My major was physics.
Oh wow.
Physics?
That's really different from music.
I could never do that.
I'm not good at physics. Oh wow.
I'm the boy, like warm-hearted, but outside, like, say bad things, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, I will not go home and send a message to my mom, where am I? Like that kind of boy.
Oh.
So I was listening to my parents' words, I think, a lot.
Mm.
Yeah, until then, and then after being 18, just, I did what I want. Just, yeah, I told my parents, I will do myself, and I'm independent. Being independent life.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to China alone, and I lived there more than 1 year, so my ex-entertainment was in China.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Just like, I did if there have a chance, even though it's have a high risk.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I went to China, even though I didn't know Chinese.
That's hard.
That's so really hard.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I can't do it right now.
Yeah.
At that time, I was young. So, like, passion.
Like
I feel like,
just
okay,
kind of
I can be the whole guy. It's like, okay, come on, Chinese, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, hold on.
Yeah, like that. And I went, like, that kind of stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. That's cool. Do you have any more questions?
I think I just have one more, and that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
go ahead.
Oh,
okay. What are some things that you want to accomplish in the future?
Why I make my group, why I start my business, why I came, I'm touring alone first, is there have lots of guys in Korea, also other countries, someone who are talented at music, and someone who are efforting a lot, but people don't know them because they don't have families, they don't know how to promote themselves.
Yeah.
And for that point, I have a couple friends who are better than me. And that's why that became company.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm not great, but I was a little bit better than that
mm-hmm.
on my career.
Yeah.
So I made my company. Like I want to accomplish like I'm being a successful entertainer as a leader for my workers and artists. Yeah, I want to be a great musician also, so I should catch two rabbits and I'm sorry.
That's really cool. I like that.
So it's a little, I have a question though, that I like asking people. So what is your, like, summertime playlist? What are three songs that put you in a really good mood for the summertime?
Oh, summertime. Okay, actually, I love Tyga.
Okay.
Yeah, I love Tyga.
Okay.
Like, that might be Swish. I know, like, maybe it'll be an inappropriate artist.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
this
is 18
plus.
It's 18 plus.
Oh,
18
plus.
Okay.
You're good.
If you want to make your sex joke.
Blueberry Fuego, Lil Mosey.
Okay.
Oh.
Sriracha by Martine.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that song.
I also love that song.
Yeah, I think it's like suit on summer, like party
mm-hmm.
vibe and
mm-hmm.
like a tropical vibe, you know what I mean?
Nice. Well, thank you, Doey.
Thank you
for your time, and you're really committed to your dreams, and you're really motivated, and it's just like it's impressive because now I feel inspired, and I know all of y'all,
like,
we all feel really inspired.
You're our new inspiration
by your
yeah.
hard work. Like we're gonna work harder because we see you working harder.
What I want to say, why I'm traveling around doing my tour, I want all people feel like, I mean, no racist. Yeah, I'm always talking this kind of stuff after my performance. Why I'm making my music with a different language and trying to make with a different language is trying to understand their culture, and I want a message to people, all racers. Yeah, so I hope someone who are listening to this podcast feel the same with me.
So if you want Spanish tutor, I have you. You can do Spanish tutor.
Oh, okay. She talks Spanish. I'm going to Puerto Rico July 16th for solo concert.
Oh,
Okay, now, unfortunately, we didn't get to interview Brooklyn due to lack of time, but let's talk about his concert performance.
All that man does is eat CDs.
Period.
Because literally, for real, he opened his mouth and started just talking. I was like, all right, cool. Like, he seems nice. He seems fun. Mm-hmm. Then he started singing. Mm-hmm. And I felt my jaw drop for a second. I was just like, holy shit. Like, he's good.
Very talented.
I agree. Because the thing is, when, hi, Lori. Hi, Bestie. Lori and I went to go get food because I was hungry. Bitch, I threw my food back at our campsite. I didn't give a fuck about that food. I was like, man, no.
Our campsite.
We had a campsite. We had a soccer mom
His
campsite.
Voice is so clear. Like, the so technical clean. Skill. I mean, jeez.
Mm-hmm. I know.
He's a technical singer.
And he was running on that stage, okay?
He was having a good old
and
time.
Hold on. And it's hot as shit. Mm-hmm. And he had a denim leather jacket. What yeah. was it? Was it
yeah.
a denim?
Beautiful blue bedazzled.
It was bedazzled.
Denim jacket.
It was denim, yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. I was trying to remember. But it was a black jacket. It was a blue.
It was
denim.
Very cool.
Denim on denim?
Denim on denim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was denim on
He was
denim.
Hot.
I was like, how yeah. the hell are you not hot? And you then you sound like that?
He had the chunky sneakers. Y'all know how I feel about chunky sneakers, just as much as chunky. Crocs. Yeah, don't like them. But
what are we going
to
do?
That's not important. Let's go back to the positive.
But no, popped. He was very good. And I do think that, because if I'm right, he, was it, no. Because he went on first.
Yeah, he yes, went on first.
He,
was yeah.
the he first. Went on first, and... Just going first for anything is nerve-wracking. I don't yeah. know. Obviously,
it is. You set the standard.
He did, if he was nervous, we could not tell.
Yeah. Very professional.
Yeah, and oh, yeah. No, I was saying he was really... If he was nervous, I really couldn't tell because he was even key-keying with us anyway. He's like, no, because he made me laugh because there was him like, oh, yeah, like this song, you know me and the guy? We're tight. And I was just like, what the fuck?
Like, he just sounded so sweet. Like, it was so nerdy sounding, but really cute. And yes. Like, cute nerdy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you come back, can we interview
come
you?
Back.
Come
yeah.
back. I wanna, if we can, I would really like to interview him someday. That'd be really cool.
I had some good questions for him.
I bet had some bomb questions.
Like, we're ready. Really interested
we were
to,
definitely
like,
ready to
I
interview
wanted the
Howard.
Origin story. All yeah. of a sudden.
Also, I don't know if I remember how cute it was. He was talking, he, by his sister? Was it,
his sister's birthday
Nova?
Was
Nova.
Coming up.
Was his name Nova? Neva? It was a cool name.
It was
I
a cool, it was really,
it was a really cool name. Mm-hmm. But... And I was like, and you're just like recording it. And I was like, this is cute.
It's really sweet.
Happy birthday to my sister. I was like,
this is
so
cute.
Sweet. Like, that's so unique, you know, to do that for
like,
your
by
sibling.
The way, pause, guys. I know I'm supposed to be here for all me, these people. But I got things I got to do.
He just felt bad that he couldn't be there for his sister's birthday.
So I do hope to see him again soon, whether he comes in for like another festival mm-hmm. or another event yeah. or like his own, like maybe he's. Tour, I'm a manifest for you. He's touring with somebody to open, and then he gets his own tour, and then yeah.
And then we're gonna buy his merch.
Yes.
Manifestation. At its best.
You're welcome. But it's also it'll just be a lot of fun too. So.
Mm-hmm. I really did throw my food down for that man, though. I really did.
I said snacks. What snacks?
No, because yeah, I was
the only snack I see. I knew you were gonna go
well,
there.
Because yeah, I was hungry, and then I looked over and I was like, wait.
I'm starving.
Hell no. I threw my food so
I'm
quick.
I'm so hungry. Not anymore.
I ate my food the next day, actually.
All right. So let's go to our next performer, Doughy.
Y'all. The Doughy that you heard in that interview, throw it all away. It's all a lot. I'm just joking. But
like, he's no, duality.
The duality was duality, so scary. This man has. I was so confused. I'm not going to lie. I had a YN moment, but I'm just saying, I was up front and I was just like, no fucking
this
way.
Is not the same man.
Like, I was like, something
crazy.
Math,
we were very confused.
Yeah,
day and night.
Was not mapping. 2 + 2 = 4. This is not it. Hold on. Wait. Skirt.
Like, said, surprise. Like,
surprise.
Surprise, Shade. Like,
That's it.
I think what threw me off guard is that, as you heard in the interview, he's a pretty soft spoken person.
Yes.
He put a mic in his hands, all of a sudden.
DJ hit that shit. I was like,
I said, excuse me.
He started running out on the
King
floor.
Of charisma has arrived. Like,
for
that's
real.
That's what I got from mm-hmm. that.
And I think it was really. Oh, shut up. Professionalism.
Nah, I'm gonna throw me, Leia,
don't you dare!
made the bus.
Hey, okay, Precious, you couldn't hear us behind you.
We may be professional.
For the first time, Precious was very well behaved, and I'm a complete idiot.
And we were the ones acting the fool because we were barking during that performance.
We were barking. Like, it was so much fun.
It was that much fun.
When you say bark, you mean like?
We were barking.
Like that.
When I tell you, y'all can't see what Precious, her mouth is just, her jaw is dropped.
Because here's the thing, fun.
It was so much fun.
He's
a really good performer. I mean, genuinely, we were knocked on our ass. That's why we started barking. Because we were so shocked.
She said, I said, I am just a music bitch.
Like, just from interviewing him, I expected, like, the quality of performance was going to be high, but he blew that out of the water. Mm-hmm. Like, my expectations were blown up.
And that's the thing. Like, for both performances, I had some pretty high expectations, but I was like, I've heard some of their stuff before, or I was, like, you know, researched.
Same.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, so they're going to be good. And then I was like, what the fuck? Brooklyn did really well. All right, cool. And then Dylan comes out, he does fucking great too. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
We're like, who is this man? Okay, this is like a Mandela thing for me. But like when we were interviewing, okay, this is just me being like observant. Were all of his buttons buttoned? Because when he got on stage, I swear to God, he took a couple buttons down, or unless I'm crazy.
Oh, no, he took buttons down.
Okay, so I wasn't crazy.
I didn't even notice.
I wasn't looking at his clothes when we were interviewing
him.
I wasn't looking at his clothes.
But like, it just happened. Because he mentioned it. He just talked about his titties out, okay?
Titties.
He didn't use that word, but I used that word.
Yeah.
You're like, my words.
Yeah, because like, I swear to God, when we were interviewing him, I was like, oh, yeah, I loved his shoes, first of all. But I was like, oh, this is such a nice outfit. This is nice. And then he got on stage, and then I was like, wait.
Didn't he have denim on, too?
He had denim on, though.
He was also wearing a denim jacket. Yeah. Like, jeans.
Nice. And like, some chunky
denim
shoes.
That was the chosen style.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's 100 degrees out here. Even with the sundown, it was 97.
God bless you, sir.
Ooh, okay, so I'm backtracking because this just popped up in my head. But remember when he told us that he was delayed from, he was in San Antonio?
Oh, yeah, okay, so guys, we're going to tell the story.
This is how dedicated this man is.
We're going to tell it for him. So originally the organizers of the event were like, hey, so we're going to interview at this time. All right, cool. That time slot comes around. We're like, oh, we haven't heard anything.
Yeah, it was 6:30.
And so we haven't heard anything yet. We're like, all right, cool. So then Precious goes to talk to the event organizers, and they're like, his flight's been delayed. And we're like, oh, okay. And we were like, where's he coming from? We look through his Instagram and stuff, that he was in San Antonio. And so I'm like, okay, that's like 4 hours away. If he takes a flight, it should be fine if he gets delayed, because it should be like a 30-minute flight anyway.
Yeah.
Then when we're interviewing him, like, oh, how was everything? And he's talking about how
his flight got canceled.
And so
and he took an Uber, right?
It was like an Uber or something like that. I'm like, Jesus. Him and his managers took an Uber.
It was a very expensive Uber ride.
And the thing about it, that's a 3-hour drive still.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, what the hell? Like, that's some dedication. Commitment.
Yeah.
Some commitment. And so
that was the part that shook me the most, not gonna lie. I was like, what the
fuck? And then to come in, perform like that.
And still do an interview with us. Because he didn't have to.
He could have
just focused on his performance and that was it.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, Dobie. Thank you very much for that.
Hard,
because you know he was tired. But when he got up on that stage, so much energy.
Work ethic.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. The most impressive thing when he was on that stage, dude, his like crowd control is amazing.
I was going to say,
he literally was like, this man literally said, shh. And I was like, okay.
That's why we started barking.
Anyway.
And so we made demands. We met the demands.
Yeah.
And so to Precious's point, I was really impressed about his crowd control, but just his stage presence in general is very strong.
I felt it. It was great.
Mm-hmm. I'm just like, how long have you been performing? Because it must have been since you were three.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way.
No, he has it. Like, remember, I don't know what the phrase was exactly. I don't remember. But he's like, do you love me? And everyone's like, yeah. And he's like, love me more. And I was like, oh! I remember that, but okay.
No. I might have.
It was the best thing.
And also, what I liked about Doe's sister, he did a lot of covers.
Mm-hmm. I love
that. And so it felt really good.
He performed Island by Winner. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he performed Moment by Jake Park.
He performed Lit by One of
Okie Dokie. I was like, he performed a lot of songs.
I was like, Zico.
okie dokie.
There's some points like when he did like J Park and he did
G Dragon.
Okay, yeah, like I was like, listen.
I was like, this is your song. These are your songs. Okay.
I'm like, this is yours.
He performed them well because they were very popular, very known songs. Like, everyone loves them. Everyone likes to get hyped to them. And he did very well.
Yeah. Singing.
It's hard to kind of do popular songs and expect.
And then a lot of crowd interaction. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Go ahead.
A lot of crowd interaction, too. Like, he was very, like, playing back and forth. It wasn't just like a, hey, you're here to look at me and that's it.
Yeah.
So
he was coming off the stage, yo.
He had us wanted to drink cocktails and dance with you.
And I will.
They're like, pass me a drink. Where's my glass?
Yeah. So, Doey, amazing performer. I'm just like, I don't know. I like at some points I was like, dang. Because like I was up front and I was like, this man just jumped off the stage. No, he did not. And I was watching the entire time.
It's dangerous.
No, it was up. I actually, oh, hi, Roxanna and Trinae. Hey, girl. I made friends at the concert. And one of the girls, her name is Trinae. She was in front of me and Doey came up with this girl. She was like, I don't like interaction. I was like, why? Because I had to touch her on the shoulder and ask her if she was okay. Because like Doey came up and hit on her first before I moved up front. Yeah. And I was like, you good? And she's like, girl, I don't know if I'm okay. And I was like, and then she moved behind me and I was like, girl, you better bring your ass back up.
What's her problem? She don't like the YN life. No, just kidding.
Ah! I'm not gonna lie. I lived it for 10 seconds, and that was probably the best 10 seconds of my life.
It's like euphoria.
I just feel like it was very,
very euphoric.
The dichotomy of us being in the crowd, like seeing him perform and screaming. Right after we had just interviewed him hours. We literally had one-on-one access to him before he actually performed. So it was, like, really crazy.
It was like a whirlwind. It was like a whirlwind.
And then we also...
It was a roller coaster. And you're like,
gold, we were gold band, so we also got the fan interaction at the end.
Yeah, getting to do a meet and greet, and the thing is, like, because so he saw us, we were in the crowd, and then, like...
Oh, he looked at Precious... It was so cute.
No, wait, can you finish
this? Oh, it was so cute. So it was Precious, me, Leia, Yvette.
I don't know what you're referring to.
So. Like how we lined up
for the meet and greet.
Oh.
Yeah, I went up first. I remember.
Yeah, I went first.
So that wasn't going. Okay. So it was Precious, me, Yvette, and then Leia, right? And so we're in line waiting, and he looks at me and goes, he looks at Precious and I, he goes, what in the K-pop? And I'm like, aww.
By the time he got to me, he was like, oh my gosh, all of what in the K-pop?
It's so cute.
It was really sweet.
And yeah.
A side note, y'all, Dewey gives good hugs. I got
he does. He gives really good hugs.
I got two, I'm sorry, I had my YN moment. I got two whole hugs. It was great, because the first time he gave me a hug, I'm a little hoe. I put my head on his chest.
I did too. I gave in.
Well, no, he's like, I mean,
when we hugged, Dewey put his head on my chest. So,
okay, ma'am, that's not fair.
He got a Leia hug? Okay, if y'all didn't know, Leia has the best hugs. But anyways.
They're not free. You have to pay.
I love them. Your head just fits right.
This is a really good hug, though. And, like, I come up, and he just has, like, a heart ready. And I was like, what the hell? Like, he just, I was like,
The fan service is good. That's what we're saying. Thank you.
Yeah, fan service, performance, interview. You were 100 out of 100.
I cannot wait to see where he is in a year.
Yeah.
And speaking of like the meet and greet things too, I think it was really cool. It was just like literally so. It was like a lineup. Just pick your lineup.
Bachelor. I'm just joking.
You go over to them, and then you go to. So it was Doey, then it was Peter, and then Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I go up to Peter, and the homeboy,
he was joking. He was like,
he was weird.
He was literally acting like we had been friends for years.
He took my sunglasses and he put them on for the picture, and he's like, I did something so stupid, and I was like, nah, he didn't just fuck up my picture. He did not just fuck up my picture. He didn't, but he was cute.
No, I feel like Peter would be fun to go out with.
Yeah,
like on like night out, just go
bestie.
Out.
Peter's the new one, the K-pop bestie.
He's the only one, the K-pop bestie right now. We will make a list. Peter's captain.
On the list.
On the list. You can be on the list, Peter.
But yes, let's talk about, I guess, our afterthoughts of our whole experience. It was a tough, long, hard, breaking day. But it was worth it in the end. Wouldn't y'all agree?
Yeah, it was very fun. I had a good time. The performances were really great. Like, it was worth the wait and the heat. Mm. So if you go into Summer Soul Fest next year, you know, stay hydrated, but truly you will be entertained. It was such a good experience. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And even like the build up with like the, with like the cover dancers and everything, you could tell that they had so much fun too, like just put it all together, or like that they felt like, okay, we're here, we're gonna have a good time.
Yeah.
And they put on their good performance. Even towards like the beginning performers, I guarantee were like, oh, they were great because they were stuck in the heat for a long time first. But even those ones are towards the end, like right before the performance, like they put in 100% and you could see it. And so it's nice to, it's fun to watch. And you get to, there was a lot of random play dance, or yeah, random dance.
Plays.
Random
dance play, yeah.
That one, that's the word. I missed it. And so even if you're not like in a cover group, you could see all the cover group friends for those cover groups going. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, and they're having a good time. And so. Also, the age range of this event was nice because it wasn't just a bunch of like teenagers.
Yeah, it wasn't a whole bunch of teeny boppers. Mm-hmm. It was everyone.
Everybody and their mamas.
A lot of mamas.
Oh yeah, K-pop
is for everybody, y'all.
Do y'all have any tips for anybody going to Summer Soul Fest next year?
Oh, bring a cooler, bring a canopy, bring sunscreen.
Hydrate for a week beforehand.
Yeah,
that's the thing. You need to drink a lot before.
I was dead the next day. Mm-hmm. I was like so dehydrated.
Hecka dry.
I went to work the next day just like
put on chapstick.
Sunscreen. Sunscreen, yes. So you don't burn. Because I remember I looked over. Who did I tell? Was it you or you? There was a girl I saw and she had like the reddest skin.
Oh, you
was
told
it you?
Me.
Okay. Because mm-hmm. she moved something off and you could see just like
the difference. It was crazy.
Oh, you know what it was? Because she was turned and the sun was facing one way and so her other side wasn't. And I felt so bad because that must have been painful. Ow. So, yeah, I saw that. And I was just like, people just wear your sunscreen. And you have to reapply sunscreen. It's not one for every 17 hours.
Bring your aloe salves. Bring your umbrellas. Bring a tent. Stay safe out there. But also, like, you know, have fun.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Go visit the merch vendors. Speak with them. Interact. Get some good food. Like, it's just a really fun experience.
Yeah, especially, it was my second year going to. I had a lot better time. Not saying that last year wasn't fun. Hold on.
You can restart.
But
you had
friends this time. Like, a lot more people than just...
Yeah, because, like, this time I had, like, the whole gang, and I had a good time, and my cousin came, and we actually had, like, a setup, because last year we just had an umbrella and a blanket, and that was not fun. But overall, I had a really good time. There was more people. We had a proper setup, and I actually took time to, like, walk around and talk to people. Because one of the things that I like to do is I love talking to the vendors and making friends with them, and they were really nice. So, hi, y'all. So, yeah, I had a really good time. It was awesome. And then including, like, you know, the highlight, like, really, like, definitely interviewing, like, Doey and Peter, that was the best for me. Because that was, like, a lot of a change. Because it was right before, or probably, like, when we first started the podcast all the way till now. So that was really cool. So, because I did a podcast for it last year, but I was just looking at everybody's fashion last time and just talking about the festival.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this was my second time going, and I was like, oh my God, we started the podcast around that time too. So I was just like, oh, memories.
Full circle.
Left and right.
Full circle.
I like that song. I wish I liked it. I don't know what song that is. But it's controversial, so it's fine.
It was
no, I'm just joking.
Oh, I was like, is it?
No, not really.
I was like, dang, I just wasn't a fan of it.
Wait, was that from Cats?
No.
What? Cats?
No, it's the Charlie Puth and Jungkook. They did a song.
Oh, there. Left and Right.
Yeah. Oh my God, that one might. Look at this.
Not even that's harmonizing.
That's the only part I know.
We're a K-pop cover group, y'all.
On a good day. For me, specifically, on a good day. But I think that's all we have for today. We gotta have more interviews in the future, don't y'all think?
Yeah. I wanna have more interviews. It was really fun. I hope we can do it again.
It was really, really, really rewarding.
If you enjoyed this episode of What in the K-Pop, please give us a 5-star review on whatever platform you listen to us on. It really does help us be more visible to other K-Pop fans in the world, so they can enjoy it too. Lastly, follow us on Instagram at whatinthekpop_official for all the updates and all the future content meetups. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or have a request, you can send us a DM on Facebook, Insta, or Twitter. That's it for today. Thank you, K-Pop Squad, for listening. I hope y'all have a wonderful day or night. Most importantly, remember to live your best K-pop life. Bye!
The harmony.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was the best one.